Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And welcome everyone to the show. Thanks for joining us today and tuning in. As always happy to have all of you on board.
Well, hey, that was Benny's voice, but our producer today is Nate Miller. So, be with us as we adjust to each other. But Nate does a great job. And hey, we want to remind you, there's a lot of things that we offer on our site. One of them is there's a button called Conscious Partners at the top of our page. And that is the Focus Life Force Energy folks. You can participate in a free 15-day trial, or you can go to, just by clicking on that button, or go to flfe.net/conscious-talk. Check it out. People have been very excited about this one.
Also want to keep reminding you, we still have a few spots to fill for the Increasing Consciousness Through Body Energetics, Wisdom and Love class that is coming up by Robert Novak on October 26th. This is going to be held at Fort Warden here in Port Townsend. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. He's made this very affordable, $97 for the day. You're going to learn a lot from Robert. He is a UN Method master, healer, speaker, teacher, all of those things. And he's wonderful. And he really does have some amazing abilities. So you don't want to miss out on that. All the information how to register is up on our site at conscioustalk.net in the events section.
Hey, we want to remind you that our friends at Essential Formulas have come out with the new Essential ME3, which is the it's the Reg Active pure form of the bacteria we've been talking about. You'll hear more about it. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, when you break it down, there are two kinds of fear: the fear of not getting what you want and the fear of losing what you have. Since it's time for another visit by Danielle Gibbons and Mother Mary, we'll ask them about our relationship to fear and how we can grow from it. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is a special guest every month. Actually, it's a two-for-one, because we're talking with Danielle Gibbons, and she's served as Mother Mary's channel since 1994. She's assisted people all over the world to connect with Mother's love and grace. And Mother Mary, of course, has served humanity for thousands of years, and together they inspire individuals to awaken and expand their consciousness through best-selling courses, life-changing retreats, and online events. And, of course, they are the co-authors of Mother Mary's Pathway to Love. That's their first book together, and we're all holding out for the next one, but we'll find out about that later. Danielle, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Rob and Brenda. It is fantastic to be here, as always.
Well, today, Danielle, we want to talk about fear. It's prevalent on the planet, is one of the main emotions, and I know we'll get into this with Mother, but really one of the main ways we kind of manifest here, we create structures out of fear instead of structures that are very supportive of us, which, you know, kind of now seems crazy, but it's always the way it's been. So What is your take on fear?
So I see there's two fears, and that's it, really. And everything else stems from that. And, of course, this comes from Mother's teaching. And I've heard this before from other teachers. But there's the fear of not getting what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And the fear of losing what I have.
Mm-hmm.
Those are what I consider like unhealthy fears. So I guess I put fear into two categories, healthy
mm-hmm.
fear and unhealthy fear.
Mm-hmm.
So my healthy fear tells me, you know, don't walk down that dark alley by yourself. Don't put your hand on that hot stove and leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a level of fear that is good, that helps me navigate my life
mm-hmm.
In a safe and healthy, balanced way. And then there is the fear that is unhealthy. And, you know, there's the two kinds of fears that are in, for me, that are unhealthy that I tend to focus on. And that's, you know, I'm afraid I'm not going to get what I want, or I'm afraid I'm going to lose what I have.
Yeah.
And sometimes those fears can be happening at the same time together for the same thing or the same relationship or the same event or thing that I want to create.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To me, what's interesting when you were talking about healthy and unhealthy fear is the fact that we're actually hardwired for healthy fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's the don't burn your hand on the stove fear. And, you know, I'm tired of the saber-toothed tiger comparison, so we're using that one. But our problem is that our brain, our mind, gives meaning to everything. And that's where we get into the other two fears that you described. Those are the ones that we make up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And that's, you know, they've proven this, of course, they, meaning the psychological community, medical community, what have you, that we do have that instinctual negative bias. Right. We're designed to kind of jump to the negative first just to make sure we're safe and
mm-hmm.
that it's okay to step outside the cave and that the saber-toothed tiger is not there waiting for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a way that we are hardwired or set up for survival that, you know, can be difficult to move beyond.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the two fears, the unhealthy fears that you alluded to, Danielle, fall right into that category, because if we're afraid we can't have what we want and we're afraid that we're going to lose what we have, that's all around survival, wouldn't you think?
I agree. Yes. Safety, security, survival.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we have some subsets of that, don't we? The I don't have what I want because I'm not enough kind of
yeah.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or I don't deserve or I'm not worthy to have it. Although I don't feel the conscious mind would actually offer it up that way, because the ego structure wouldn't let you think that. But that's really underlying that structure, is it not?
That sounds,
mm-hmm.
pretty right on to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what is critical here when it comes to fear is consciousness, is developing that higher consciousness. Because
mm-hmm.
it's been my experience that that's what helps me circumvent or, I don't know, not put so much store in that instinctual negative bias, that instinctual fear, like always, you know, going to the negative first.
Mm-hmm.
It's raising my consciousness, expanding my consciousness, that's helped me move beyond that in pretty powerful increments, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It when you talk about consciousness, I know one of the greatest challenges that has been put forward to us is to understand that no matter what, we're okay. So that's obviously where this plays in.
Well, and you know what plays into this in a big way, too, is beliefs. Because let's say we have those fears. We're not enough. We're not worthy. We can't have what we want. We're going to lose what we have. Okay. But what underlies all that is our belief in that.
That's right. And fear can be such a powerful energy that creates reactive behavior rather than pausing, contemplating, you know, meditating on it, and then taking action from a more informed or a calm place. Fear for me has always been that like secret sauce that kind of just makes me reactive or immediately defensive, or it kind of catapults me into unconscious behavior, you know, that kind of thing.
It reminds me of horses. And the reason it does is horses, when they get scared, when something scares them, regardless of what it is, they immediately react, and immediately they go out of their heads. They're almost out of their body. Their eyes get big as saucers. And that's when it's dangerous to be in a small space with them or on top of them when they go to that place, because until you can bring them back, if you can, or until the fear goes away in their understanding, they're wild animals. And I think sometimes our reactions can be that way. They are so aggressive and so defensive that we're out of our bodies, we're out of our heads, there's no reasoning there, and we become very destructive to ourselves and others.
That's a great analogy. Yeah, very true. Like a wild animal.
Yes.
That's what we do. We become like a wild animal.
Yes.
Kind of scrabbling around to get what we want or we feel like we have to have, or hoarding what we have so we don't lose it. You know, it's just this, it's an intense feeling.
Yes.
It takes over.
It takes over. And we become self-destructive, and then we are hurtful and destructive to others.
Yeah. And, and I think that's also why and how certain people organize around this energy, because it is an automatic.
It's a powerful, intense energy.
And it co-opts our natural tendency.
Yeah, and you can use it to make people reactive.
Exactly.
Right? You can use the energy of fear to catapult people into being reactive. It's just like mob rules.
Yes.
Right.
When riots break out, people start doing stuff they would never do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
under
yes.
Under normal circumstances.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very, very tangible here.
Well, I know that, you know, we're going to be bringing Mother Mary forward shortly, and I'm sure she has a real historical perspective on this, because she's seen this time and time again. It seems like a wave, a wave pattern, but hopefully getting smaller. So when we come back, we're going to talk about fear with Mother Mary, as channeled by Danielle Gibbons, and we'll be right back.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find clear saline nasal spray and sinus wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary, or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And if you just joined us, well, we started to talk about fear with Danielle Gibbons. And so we thought we'd go to a higher source, as we do once a month. And we're bringing forward Mother Mary. And as you know, Mother Mary has been in service for thousands of years. And she's the co-author with Danielle of Mother Mary's Pathway to Love. Mother, welcome back.
Thank you, beloved one. It is wonderful to be here with you both and all of your listeners.
Mm-hmm. So, Mother, we were discussing with Danielle fear and the two major fears that Danielle brought forward, which are very real in this world. You know, we have a healthy fear of not going into the woods where there's grizzly bears all gathered or something like that. We are smarter than that. But then we have this unhealthy fear that she brought it up and she encapsulated it beautifully, that we fear that we can't have what we want. And when we have it, that we're going to end up losing it. And those are two very real fears, on this planet. And then we talked about how when fear takes over, how we become destructive to ourselves and even to others. Because what builds behind the fear is the anger at whatever we're afraid of.
Yes, indeed. And I will give you an example. We will stick with your example of the horses, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, recently, you experienced a loss.
Yes.
Of a beloved horse.
Yes.
And if you were not at the level of awareness that you are, it would be very easy to close off your heart.
Yes.
So
yes.
You lost something, someone, a being, a part of your life that you wanted to continue.
Yes.
Right? Maybe you never articulated it to yourself consciously, but you wanted to have this relationship with this horse for a long time to come.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it is taken from you, that is, it can trigger, it generally does, it triggers all the other losses in your life, or it triggers that fear of loss.
Mm-hmm.
And what the fear, the unhealthy fear, always tells you to do is to close yourself off.
Yes.
To withdraw your love, mm-hmm. to withdraw emotionally, to close down your heart. Don't become involved with another horse
mm-hmm.
that you also then might lose. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to avoid the pain.
Yes.
And that also is very normal and a part of being human. But unfortunately, when you cut yourself off from love, from keeping your heart open to making more connections with more horses, when you cut yourself off, you are giving power to your fear.
Mm-hmm.
You are telling your fear energetically, yes, you are right. You're the way I want to live. I want you to dictate my behavior.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I want you to create the path moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, because you are capable of love, you know that love will always tell you to keep your heart wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Love will always tell you that pain is a part of life, but if love is prevalent, there is no suffering. There is pain, but there is no suffering.
Yes.
And love will always tell you, keep making connections with more horses.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So as a sentient being, as an individual who has the ability to make these kinds of choices, you are asked to choose. Do I keep my heart open or do I close it off?
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, this choice is the only choice. Mm-hmm. It's the one choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Mother, we've talked about how we're hardwired for fear, that we were hardwired for the survival aspect of fear, not all of the other meanings that we give to it. No matter what age, and epic ages also. But are we, it sounds like what you're saying is we're actually, in truth, hardwired for love.
You are. You are hardwired for both. Because love is connection. And without connection, you would not procreate, you would not develop support systems. You would not honor and be a part of the ecosystem of which you are a part of, right? So love is that which connects you or binds you, but in a good way, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a positive way, in a way that builds you up rather than tearing you down.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would tell you as sentient beings, right? Let's go back to the horse analogy. You gave the example, Brenda, that when horses get frightened, they immediately react.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, horses can be trained.
Mm-hmm.
So think about war horses, right? Horses that throughout the ages have been ridden into battle, who were trained to be still and not run away. Or throw their rider off when the cannon goes off,
mm-hmm.
or there is such cacophony from the battle, right?
Right.
So in essence, because you are also hardwired for fear, you have that negative bias, which is about survival. As a sentient being, you can learn to train yourself not to react to the stimulus that would normally trip you into a fear response, the fight or flight.
Right? And from what I'm hearing, Mother, our power, a big part of our power sits in our ability to choose.
Correct.
To choose
and
whether
to be aware.
Pardon?
And to be aware.
And to be aware of what you are choosing.
Yes. Yes. Because I can tell you from past experiences, particularly with animals, that's been my hot button, if you will. When they have been taken from me, in the past, I grew angry. In the past, I shut my heart down. I said, I'll never have another cat. Or I'll never have a cat that'll love me like this again. Or I'll never be able to love like this again. And that's that reactive. And that's what I mean about being self-destructive on that level, where we close our heart and we just get numb.
Yes. And you get to ask yourself, because you can recognize you are a self, you can say, well, how was that for me when I closed myself off?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way I want to live my life?
Mm-hmm. And I will tell you in the mother in the beginning, because my ego, if you will, wanted to be right about that so bad, it almost felt good to be angry and to be righteous about the fact that that was taken from me, and that how dare you, and I'm not going to love like that again. That actually, in the illusion, if you will, felt good for a short time.
Yes. And in psychology circles, that is called your secondary gain.
Yes.
And that can be a powerful, powerful motivator.
Yes.
For continuing certain behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are aware and honest, you can keep going deeper. Do I want a life that is filled with that kind of self-righteousness, or do I prefer a more simple and humble and open-hearted existence?
Yes, right? because the one that I was choosing, I suffered. I suffered a lot, and that's what you said about pain. We all have pain, but we don't have to suffer. And I was actually choosing suffering because some level of me, and we're going to get into this in the next segment, Mother, was filled with, and I'm going to say it straight out, self-hatred. And I'd like you to address that when we come back. We're here, folks, with Mother Mary. This is Conscious Talk Radio. And today we're talking about fear and everything that happens when we live from that place of a closed heart. And we'll be right back.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk Radio. That makes a difference. I want to draw your attention, everyone, to our events section where we have the Robert Novak event coming up, and it's going to unfold here in a couple of weeks on the 26th, and things are starting to move on that. So if you haven't signed up for him yet, please go to our events section at conscioustalk.net and check it out. And that's how you can register.
And I want to mention from time to time, you will see events for Danielle Gibbons and Mother Mary. Mm-hmm. They do wonderful retreats. I believe the next one is full, but you can always check by going to belovedpublications.com.
So, Mother, I brought up this piece in the last segment about discovering the self-hatred I had for myself, and that was really jarring for me and very hard to admit, but it was driving that righteous piece of me that when I lost my beloved pet, I was just going to be damn sure that I stayed in that suffering.
Yes, and generally that is a wonderful way to become aware of how you feel, really, honestly, how you feel about yourself, is to just notice how much suffering, not pain, but how much suffering is in your life day to day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it is that self loathing, that self-hatred, or it doesn't even have to be that big, right? You can just evolve into a dislike of self or a rejection of self, a sort of ignoring of self. Any of those types of feelings that one holds for oneself can be a driving factor in how much suffering is present in your life. And when there is suffering, you are closing off your heart, yourself, your being. You are closing yourself off from love, and you are choosing fear.
Obviously over time, you know, things always come back around to our belief systems, and underneath all of that, faith. And we've often found it very difficult to deal with the idea of no matter what, we're okay and everything is for us. And it just seems that that's kind of appropriate when we're talking about fear, because those things, they're there for us, and yet, you know, we gloss right over them because of fear.
Indeed. And when you feel that everything is going to be all right, you are much more likely to keep your heart open, to stay focused on love. But knowing that everything is going to be all right is very much based on how you feel about yourself. Because how you feel about yourself is very representational of how you feel about life or yourself out in the world. So what I recommend people to do is to take the time to understand how you feel about yourself honestly, and then to start looking at ways that you can improve how you feel about yourself. And one of my favorites is to try to create a case for why you are not likable, lovable, unworthy, right? It's hard. I have yet to have anyone be able to articulate to me any actual reason, proof, positive, that they are not lovable. It can't be done.
And it doesn't matter whether we've done actions that we would deem truly inappropriate, to all the way from that down to the scale of truly horrible, right?
Yes, and it depends on what you have done after that action. How did you change your life? How did you make amends? How did you go about growing and becoming a more loving person because of your participation in that event?
Well,
this is what gives love a chance inside of you.
We're here with Mother Mary, sorry to interrupt, and we will be back after these messages.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, I like to send you to ConsciousTalk.net because on that website, we have archives and we have guest pages. So every guest, like Danielle Gibbons and Mother Mary, they have a guest page. So if you put Danielle in the search engine, you're going to find their page. And in their case, you're going to find many play buttons so that you can review this wisdom that we glean from Mother Mary every time. So, Mother, we've been talking about fear, and we really brought up something very interesting because fear and self-loathing seem to go together. But what you said about our acts that we're not so proud of is that what's important is what follows, you know, what actions we take afterward. And I guess what's so difficult for many of us is to forgive ourselves.
Yes. And yet, I want to just say that when it comes to fear, there's a mindset. And so being able to forgive yourself, being able to move on and be more positive, have more fulfillment, what holds people back is that mindset, that belief that every action completely defines their worth, their deservability. But what I'm going to recommend is that you start to separate, not completely, but take a step back from your actions and yourself, right? So put a little love between your actions and yourself and recognize that you will never, as long as you're human, you will never do every action in such a way that you will not hurt anyone or yourself ever again. That is not real. That's not life. But that does not mean that there is something wrong with you, that you are undeserving, because sometimes you do things that are not kind or not loving.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can separate or take a step back from your actions, it helps you to recognize that you are a loving being and you are capable of enormous amounts of love.
You know, I want to bring something up, Mother, that I discovered in my journey from that kind of self-loathing place, that place where my mind offered up things like, you're never going to love again like that. You'll never have a cat like that again. Your life will never be the same again. All those things that I at one time bought into that caused me to suffer. When I started becoming more aware and breathing into my heart more on a daily basis, actually, when I was willing to just take a few minutes every day to breathe into my heart and to have more awareness. And I discovered that my depth of self-loathing was equal to my depth of self-loving. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, beloved. And when you are willing to let go of one within your consciousness,
mm-hmm.
other comes right into your consciousness.
Yes.
You say, look, we've been here all the time.
Mm-hmm. And that place of more self-loving was where I was able to forgive myself. I couldn't get there in the other state. I could think it, but I couldn't feel and experience it. But once I could sit with the loving part of me that was as deep and profound as the self-loathing part of me, the forgiveness was almost an automatic.
Indeed, beloved, indeed. And one of the ways you can begin your training, for those of you that are listening, is when you use words like never and always, when you speak in your mind in absolutes, you are feeding your suffering most of the time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll never love again like that.
Mm-hmm.
There will never be a pet that is loves me in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it because they always are going to die. Right? There's this sort of black and white, very stuck thinking that perpetuates these fear-based beliefs.
Yeah, and we just seem to do it, and you know, we don't really realize, Mother, the impact of the vibration that we carry when we're living from that place.
So, so Mother, how do you suggest that we start training, as it were, to short-circuit this, or, you know, to change our automatic reaction before it happens? In other words,
you pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to the horse training analogy.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to train a horse for anything, don't you first have to pay attention to the horse's attributes, its personality?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? What are its needs? What does the horse need? How have you noticed that the horse learns best and easiest?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no, yes, there's an overall structure for how to train a horse, but there's no absolute.
Right.
The way you design the training is based on the individual horse.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do the same thing for yourself. You have to recognize what kind of person you are, shadow and light. How do you learn easiest? What kind of teachers resonate best with you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where do you like to go for support and connection?
Mm.
Everyone is different, which is why there is the overall structure of love, and then within that, there's many, many, many different ways to learn, to train yourself to go to love rather than fear. But one of the very best, Danielle mentioned early on in the show, and that is your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It is your greatest, greatest tool as a human being.
Mm.
You have the ability to be aware of an enormous amount of stimulus that is coming to you, that is affecting you, the way you think, the way you feel, the way your body is reacting.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to be aware of all of that. So you pay attention. How does your mind react when you are faced with a certain type of teaching or a certain type of person presenting a pathway to love?
Mm.
How does your body react?
Mm.
What does your mind think of that?
Mm.
Is it easy for you, or does it feel overly complicated?
Mm.
Always choose the easiest, most simple path for you.
Mm. Yes. And one of the things that I always suggest, because most people will pray, especially when they're in pain, is that I think we don't ask enough for help, Mother. And one of my go-tos is to pray and ask for help from you. And it always comes. I always get the support. Always, always, always. And so I encourage people to ask, whether it's your guides or God or Mother or what the Lord, it doesn't matter. Your higher power, ask for help, because it's always there for us. Well, as always, Mother, we want to thank you so much for your wisdom and the love and the vibration that you bring to our show each month. It is so appreciated and so deeply felt, I know, with all of our listeners, and of course with Rob and I in particular. We love your teachings and really appreciate you being with us. So thank you so much. And folks, as always, we want to thank you for being with us and for tuning into your hearts and tuning into what works for you. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back, no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.